It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on some record-setting performances in BSU Beaver football history. Bemidji State has played football since 1926. In those 90 years, only a select few have found their way into the record books. The year was 2004. Bemidji State traveled to Shadron State in Nebraska to take on future NFL running back Danny Woodhead. In the game, Nate Sanis set a school record for passing yards in a game. Brent Bolte joins us next. Bucky's Legends continues after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
On September 11, 2004, Bemidji State's Nate Sanis threw for 500 yards passing against Shadron State, only to lose the game. Head coach Brent Bolte.
I remember their running back of the opposing team very vividly. We didn't play very well on defense that day, but man, that offensive group just was unstoppable and seemed like whoever had the ball last was going to be the team that won. And Nate obviously played the best game, or one of his better games of his career. He was spectacular that day. He was a leader. If you even talked to him, he'd be, hey, I wasn't the most talented. I wasn't the most recruited kid out of high school. He'll probably tell you the story that he was probably even told that he might not ever play here. And he just, typical story of a guy from upper northern Minnesota and proved people wrong, worked hard, and he was just very, very smart. And if you've ever met the kid, you're man now. Just realize how smart of a person he is. And he was always standing one step ahead. And so that's what made him extremely good and just a great leader too. When it was occurring, the game was happening so fast. It was just big play left and right. They were hitting big run plays. We were hitting big pass plays. And you probably just didn't wrap your mind around what was going on until you got the stat sheet, which was about, the size of a book at the end of the game. So it was pretty surreal when you got to sit back and look at the numbers and really realize what he did.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.